This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you. I love you.
Like on Trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on, let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
Bob, why don't you tell people who won our putting contest?
Joe Starkey with a brand new approach to putting. We just have a little mat back there, and you beat me. I made 4 of 6. You made 5 of 6. So congratulations on your success on the putting green.
Thank you, Bob.
Well done. And I like the fact that you have renewed your interest in golf after you just went away from it 30 seconds ago.
Well, I'll tell you who helped me there was Sam Deep over...
Sam's great with the short
the dad.
Game.
Yeah, there's a dad and a son, both
yes.
named Sam. He helped me with 2 little tips. So I've gotten better at putting. Of course, I've gotten worse at driving as it goes along. But that's beside the point, Bob. Limitless Wonder here has the Express. Everybody hop on board. We're going to be periodically playing clips from our 15 years here on The Fan because we're celebrating at Rivers Casino tonight. And man, some of the stuff that's going to happen there is going to be great, Bob. I can't wait. And you'll be late, but you'll be there.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to come like about 7:15, and then I'll have to leave, I don't know, sometime a little after 8, so it won't be long.
That's it? You're going
to
be there for 45
work.
Minutes?
You know, I have responsibilities at
call
KDKTV,
in sick?
And I'm not doing that.
This is unbelievable, Limits.
Just 45 minutes of Bob? Well, we don't even get an hour of Bob?
Believe me.
We don't even get an hour of Bob?
I will be taking a lot of abuse, I'm sure, so therefore I'll try to duck out and do an Irish exit.
I see there's tea times at Hickory Heights today. Now I'm tempted. All right, Limits, go.
How are you going to go on your tee time and make it back in time for the party?
I might not.
T. Higgins.
If Bob can show up late, why can't I?
T. Higgins tweeted last night, cap, with a ball cap.
What does that mean?
3.6 million views that it received. And the idea, I think, behind this, what a lot of people are taking from it is, you know, Cincinnati is going to franchise Higgins if they can't get a long-term deal done. They want to get a long-term deal done. But T. Higgins, with the little cap emoji and a lot of people reacting to it, seems to think he wants to test the open market, or at least that's how I take this, Joe.
Well, the cap apparently means, it's a like you said, a ball cap, that someone is lying.
Yes.
That's how that's translated. And yes, their GM was out there talking about how optimistic he is and we're going to get a long-term deal, and T. Higgins apparently isn't sold on that, Bob. This is a little bit tricky. I mean, they're about to make Ja'Marr Chase the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. You're going to pay another receiver all that money plus Hendrickson? It's going to be tricky.
Yeah, I mean, that's difficult. That's the same position. And how much money could you put in the one position? It's sort of like the Steelers putting a lot of money into the defense and not all that much into the offense. If you believe you have difference makers, though, and I believe those three guys together are really good, and they can be the difference with scoring, you know, 30 points a game on average versus less than that and maybe exposing your defense. I don't know if I would disagree with it. I know Chase has a year left. He wanted a new deal last year when he had 2 years left. They weren't going to do that. But now this kind of crisscrosses here. Both of these guys are in positions where they're talking extending contracts. How much do you invest in wide receiver versus other positions?
It's a good question. I don't want to hear from Joe Burrow anymore about this. I can tell you that much. They're about to make his guy, the highest paid non-quarterback in the league in Ja'Marr Chase. So if that costs you T. Higgins, Joe Burrow, too bad. Take a Tom Brady deal. Save some money for your team. You took $55 million a year. That's the second highest quarterback salary in the league per year. I don't blame you. I'd go for the money too. But then when it comes time to signing two receivers to mega deals, I think you want to sit this one out, honestly. They're giving you your guy. They're giving you $55 million. Why don't you let them do what they're doing? You know what I mean, Bob? I don't need to hear from him.
He got what he got. He wanted what he wanted. And so, therefore, you shouldn't go out of your way to decide what's next for the franchise. That's not your role. You have to do. And if you're that good, if you're worth $55 million, you'll make everybody around you better. I understand what he's trying to do, stick up for those guys who want to get top dollar. So, fine. Go ahead and do it. But if I'm the Bengals front office there, I have to see what's best. Their defense is not as good as it needs to be, and you still need to, improve positions there. I don't know what the market's going to be for two guys. They're both going to make $35 million a year, maybe more. What is the market for wide receivers right now, Joe?
It's getting up around there. Yeah, I mean, they're going to make a ridiculous deal for him. Did Mark Cabali has weighed in 19 minutes ago, limits.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that was the next item up.
Longtime Steelers apologist Mark Cabali.
Steelers have made upgrades at their facility this year, according to Cabali. Cabali says that they have added a sauna and upgraded the weight room. The problem is, according to Cabali, and always will be, that the facility is just too small to accommodate an NFL and Division I football team, to which Donnie Football comments, "I have a sauna in my garage, and so does every LA Fitness."
Bob, what do you make of this?
I do agree jumping in. With when you share facilities, it cuts into the overall square footage you have for the professional facility. So, but I don't see that changing anytime soon. I do think they're planning down the road to improve facilities there and maybe expand, do something different. But I still think the plan is to have both Pitt and the Steelers in the same place. So if that's the case, that criticism probably won't go away.
You think that they're going to be in the same facility for a long, long time, that the Steelers won't build their own, or that Pitt won't build it? My God, Pitt's building enough right now. The last thing they need to do is put money into a practice facility, right?
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to happen. But that's just my opinion on it.
All right, next.
Wait, and now Doran comments and says that he has a sauna in his basement. Why didn't we see this when we went to Doran's house last year? I didn't see the sauna. Why weren't we showing the sauna?
Cabali jumps in with the defense, it sounds like, doesn't it? With the sauna news?
Doran says Pat Freiermuth and Cam used to come over to his house and use it before the Steelers installed one. Do we believe that from Doran?
Did you know that, Bob?
No, I had no idea.
Do you have a sauna at your house?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I go to the local LA Fitness, and that's where although this one is now broken, so they got to fix it. That's the only thing I look forward to. It's my cheat code. When I go in there and come out sweating, people say, "Well, you had a good workout." I said, "Yes, but I really
something
I didn't."
About saunas when they're public like that. I don't know.
It's good for your.
Yeah, I like them. Don't get me wrong. I don't like the fact that somebody else just sat there, bare naked, and sweated their whole body out. You know what I mean? How clean can it be when I go in?
Austin, can you imagine him in a sauna?
No, I don't want
to. He brings those Clorox white strips or whatever those things are with him everywhere he goes.
Oh, Bob, I think we got to wipe this down. I don't know who just sat here. We got to make sure all the Clorox is wiped off.
You do get a lot of different approaches in there, in the
everything
public sauna. You get
like
people
leaks
who,
out of your body in a sauna, and then you go sit where the same guy just sat. I don't like the whole concept, Bob.
Would you be naked in a sauna if you
went?
Wait,
now I'm thinking, what's the difference between a sauna and the other place?
Steam room is good. I like that.
The sauna is where you sit on the bench.
Yeah, it's just hot.
Yeah, I don't like
steam
that.
Steam room has, you can have mist, you know.
I like the steam room too, but it's the same theory.
It is.
It's just it shouldn't be public, I don't think. It shouldn't be just a free-for-all. I don't like the idea of it.
But. So my dad weighs in. He's saying he was always going to put a sauna in our basement, but that my mother never wanted it. Should we? We're redoing our basement right now. My friend James is doing our basement. He's doing a great job so far. Well, should we put a sauna?
Yes.
Should we put a sauna down there?
Yes. It sounds like the Steelers aren't impressed with the new sauna, right? That the players really didn't go for this, Bob?
I don't know. I don't see that stuff. So they have it kind of off limits, so you don't really see what goes on in there.
Would you like
to
know?
We just see the locker room, and that's it.
Yeah. I don't even see that anymore. Would you like to know the top markets for the four nations? Anybody interested in that, television-wise?
Oh, okay. Let's guess. Buffalo has to be one of them. You're talking about teams that, like, not counting Montreal and Boston, the host cities, or counting those cities?
Counting those cities. I'm talking about here's where the most people watched. Which cities?
I would
what's
say.
What's one?
I don't know what's one. I'm going to guess Buffalo's in this mix, right?
Wrong.
No. Pittsburgh's one.
Pittsburgh's one, but they're eighth at 221.
Ooh.
New York City is one at 675.
I would not have
me neither.
That.
Boston, Chicago,
Detroit,
Minneapolis, St. Paul, LA, Detroit, Philly, and Pittsburgh.
LA?
That's
surprising.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Stefanski's getting ripped now because his players gave him a C. What did it say about this, Limits? He's now trending on Twitter.
Stefanski.
67% of the players feel their head coach is efficient with their time. The players feel that Stefanski is moderately receptive to locker room feedback and ranked him 30th of 32 coaches in the league. I'm surprised by that, Bob. I am. And look at him now trending on Twitter. Aren't you proud of him?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think sometimes players get delusional about what they think they need. You know, you're making a lot of money. They try to do everything they can in there to make your life better.
Who does?
Most of these teams, I would imagine, do. Why wouldn't you? This is an investment you make.
Well,
in
then
your
why
player.
Do the Steelers get so low? Such
I don't
low
know.
Grades every
I,
year. Then
I don't know.
Their strength coaches were 32nd in the league, according to the players.
How are we supposed to analyze that?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. It raises questions, though.
Maybe the players are not as fit and strong as they thought they were. You can advise somebody to do something. A lot of it is on your own time. Maybe they're not doing what they were told. I don't know. Is that part of it? Do we know that
could
for
be.
Sure?
That could be. Absolutely, that could be. Tomlin himself mentioned the soft tissue injuries. That seems problematic this year, doesn't it?
Yes. But it'd be hard for me to analyze why they occur.
Did you just cough or laugh?
You okay, Bob?
I didn't do any. I say occur. What did you think? That was a cough or a laugh?
Something.
I heard a cough.
There was a cough or a laugh there, was there not?
That's
Can
what
you
I
take
heard,
that?
Yeah. I'll go back.
Yeah.
You know, I am to the point now where...
What?
I feel very uncomfortable in here.
I am
under assault every single day I come in here.
Bob, we've had a very nice relationship since you came on full-time. I mean part-time, full-time. So I was concerned about you. It sounded like you coughed.
Can you play that back?
Joe says, can you clip that? Not knowing that everything is already going out over the air and recording anyway.
Well, yeah, you still
know.
Need to clip it off limits and to replay it, right? Bob, I think our relationship is flourishing right now.
I do too, but then all of a sudden...
I was out of concern. It sounded like you cough-laughed or laugh-coughed.
I don't know what I did.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
Can we move on?
Yes.
Okay. What are we moving to?
It's
hard for me to analyze why they occur. That was something I didn't know I did that.
See? I'm your watchdog
Thank
now.
You.
I'm
Thank
the guy
you,
looking out for
I
you.
I analyze why they occur.
What happened, Bob?
I don't know. I ran out of oxygen. I don't know.
You got to take a breath there, Bob.
It's funny you mention that. Because
I think it's pepperoni driven. Something happened there.
I feel like I don't have as much air, wind, to say things I want to say anymore. I was just freaking out about
true.
That this morning.
I think that's true.
I had a guy look at my voice box last week. That didn't sound right. To see if I had a problem with my voice box, Bob.
I don't know. The league gave him a D-, because he's not very good at determining whether or not your voice box is up to standards.
And then I feel like I keep running out of breath when I talk, and now I feel like I have some horrible disease or something. Do I?
Go to a sauna. It'll get everything out of you. The doctor last week said you'll leave everything behind on the sauna chair.
He said my lungs sounded fine. The other guy said my larynx, my voice. Is your larynx your voice box? Same thing? Synonymous?
I guess.
Nobody knows.
No.
We're certainly all revealing our level of intelligence here.
Yes.
And so I've been examined now like three times in the past week, and I keep losing my breath. Why? And now you did. Let's hear that again.
No,
this
let's
is
not
happening
hear that
to me.
Again because I didn't know I did it. Analyze why they occur. You're such a jag-off. You are,
Bob,
Austin.
Breathe in. Yeah.
Breathe out.
Bob there just you called go. You a jag-off limits.
Wow.
Are you insulted by this?
See what he's doing?
What am I doing?
Hey,
why do I always get this?
Hey, Bob's bad enough. And then we go to this level.
Hey, Bob.
No. No. You can't do that.
Do you have Igor calling the other day by any chance? I think we're all in a celebratory mood with the party tonight, Bob. Did you hear the ruckus back there when it was me, you, Mulsey, and Pony doing our putting contest? I think everybody's hyped today.
Yeah, they are.
I think we're all
excited. Are there any instructions about what can and cannot be said?
There are. I felt like one of my songs got censored a little bit. I was going to report that to the FCC or the FAA. Who do you report it to?
FAA.
What is the FAA?
The FAA does air travel, I thought. Isn't that the federal aviation?
I don't know
aviation?
Where to report it to. I can't. I keep losing my breath, Bob, when I try to talk.
The FAA is the Federal Aviation Administration.
Go back to Igor if you have that.
Well, let's 50-50. Find out. Igor in Indiana, how are you today? You're such a jagoff. You know, you really are.
Bob, you've been insulting me and Limith left and right lately.
You deserve it.
And it hurts.
That's all I can
tell you.
You deserve it.
It hurts. Next.
Talking about grasping for air there, Joe. You with the wheeze. All right.
I know. What does it sound like there's a problem? What? Who else should I go to get a check?
It just seems like you're laughing so heavily that you can't breathe at the moment during that.
I don't know.
That has happened. Have you ever laughed so hard?
I have done
that.
That
you like kind of.
This is different. I keep running out of breath in the middle of talking. And it never happened to me before. What's gone wrong? Tell me.
You're just getting older. It happens.
Something's wrong. Go ahead.
Multiple top draft stars that are going to be in the 2025 NFL draft class are not participating in the combine. Tyler Warren, Penn State tight end, is not working out. He's just interviewing. Abdul Carter is doing the same thing, the Penn State pass rusher that could be in the top five. The same can be said for Shedeur Sanders, who is not going to throw at the combine. Ashton Jeanty is also not going to do some combine drills as well. Is this starting to feel like a little bit of a slight towards the combine? Does this take something away from the combine? Like, this is a little bit of a surprising development that more and more players are deciding just to interview and not go through the actual workout period, hold off until their pro day.
And the interviews are even more ridiculous. Yeah, just go to your pro day. Of course it takes away from the combine. That won't stop millions of people from sitting there and watching it, thinking that they're gleaning something from it, Bob.
I think if you're in one of those high-end positions, the less you do is probably better. And you can do it where you're most comfortable, on your campus, with the people you know, as opposed to going here. If you're one of these guys who needs to go and show and move up in the terms of stock in your potential here, I think you need to go to the combine. Guys like Calvin Austin became somebody we noticed because of his speed. But if you're not, if you're already, you look at the draft boards, you see who's 1 through 10, you know who those guys are. Do they have to go there and do anything more? They're going to be 1 through 10. You could do it on your own campus, feel more comfortable with it, and I think that's all they need to do. And who's to say you can't talk to somebody in your own town when they come to visit you? Why do you have to go to Indianapolis to go through a whole bunch of these interviews?
I hear you.
When you don't have to?
Right.
Not true for everyone, but for the elite players, I don't think you need to do it.
Anything else, Limits?
Yes, one more thing before we get to the big boy.
What about if a soft tissue issue occurs there? Who do you blame?
Well, that's probably one of the reasons they don't want to do anything.
Yeah, that's part of it. You can get hurt there.
Well, especially if what do you need to do if you're Ashton Jeanty? Honestly.
Really don't.
I mean, the tape speaks
for
itself.
How do you view it? I view production just as much as I do potential. I like production. If I see that kind of production, I think I made my mind up what kind of player he can be.
Yeah.
yeah, you may want more specifics.
And you learn about that from watching the tape. What else could it be, Bob, after my lungs or voice box when it comes to this? Now I'm getting curious. Why do I keep running out of breath? And apparently you do too. What's wrong with us?
Well, I know what's wrong with me. I don't know. I can't speak for you. It could be, I don't know, fluid on the lungs?
No, he listened to my lungs. I had him listen to the lungs.
Why are you asking me? Because I'm not a doctor. I can give you only scenarios that will make you really angry at me.
Maybe it was too much of that.
Maybe it's too much of that. You exert a lot of energy in your yelping.
That sounds like
I can't imagine your wife
suffering horribly.
Your wife would have to hate that. You don't do that at home, do you?
No, if I do anything approaching that, it almost becomes physically violent from her. She yells at me. You saw her. Did you see the video where she gave me the finger?
I did.
Just for yawning. That's it.
Yeah. Yawning is that's a thing that can really affect
relationship. Like a normal yawn with maybe a little squeak to it. Nothing like what we just, if she heard me do this, Bob, I'd be sleeping in a hotel tonight. That sounds like a baby on a plane. Next.
No, it does sound like a sheep. All right, before we get to Kabali. Pony is at it again. Source.
Oh, no.
The Steelers have staff members who would love to bring back former Steeler defensive tackle Javon Hargrave. He knows the defense. He's only 32, and it would not preclude them from taking the defensive lineman in the draft.
Now that, I'm game for. You, Bob?
The only thing I would like, first of all, I think Javon Hargrave has done a really good job with his career, how he turned into a player that got a big contract.
Wait a second. Why do you only play three games?
I don't know, but that was one of my next things. He's 32, and when you're 32, I would rather start with somebody younger in a draft or someone younger in free agency. He won't command a big number because he already got the big number. He was looking for that one big contract in San Francisco. As much as I respect his career, what he's done, I wouldn't want him back here.
He tore his triceps.
They all do that at one point. Bicep, tricep, whatever.
He only played in three games. I don't know. That sort of sours me a little bit. But if you get him for a nice price, guys come back from that too. There it happened again. Did you hear that? Did you hear me lose my breath at the end of that? That normally doesn't happen, Bob.
I heard that.
Yeah. Bob, did you see this story in The Athletic? This was from 5 hours ago. Sam Amick talking about Luka Doncic, who we saw last night beat the Lakers, but that huge trade that they made for Anthony Davis. But here's the story, and I'll quote from it. Make no mistake, the people who witnessed Doncic's last days in Dallas do not paint a flattering portrait of the 25-year-old's professionalism. They call him lazy. They talk about weight issues that were such a frequent frustration within their walls. They mention the social habits that The Athletic has reported on, such as a taste for beer and hookah, which have been a point of concern for NBA types since he was 19. They predict his basketball demise, highlighting a health history that, as some see it, will likely lead to catastrophe in the next 5 years or so. So now everybody on social media is calling him Luka Doncic. What do you make of this?
I mean, I've heard those things, and I've also heard that because of his habits and things that go beyond what you just described, potentially, that they just decided they weren't going to supermax him and give him the money that he wanted eventually, so why not move him now?
But what is hookah? Is that smoking out of a long pipe, Bob?
I don't know.
Limits?
I haven't done a hookah.
No, I have not either, but I know there are places where you can do that.
Can you look up what a hookah, when they say his taste for beer and hookah, what they mean by that, please?
Maybe Mark Kabali would know what a hookah is.
Let's bring in Mark Kabali.
Because he knows what a
the
yeet,
big boy.
Yeet, yeet, maybe yeah. In a hookah.
He is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. There he is. He's also on our YouTube channel. He works for the Pat McAfee Show, and he just fell. I think he fell, Bob. Are you okay?
What in the world is going on?
Mark?
Hold on.
Are you up, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just...
Mark, does Pat have an unlimited expense account for you? You can go out to any steakhouse you want, and he pays?
We're going to test that, right?
Do you know what hookah is, Mark?
There's a hookah. I'm guessing there's different kinds of hookah. I guess you can add things to hookah. Is there a hookah bar in the South Side?
Yeah, I guess that means you go in and you smoke, right, Bob?
There are smoke shops everywhere in Pittsburgh. I don't know if you've noticed, but they're everywhere.
That's a vape shop there. Yeah. But I think I don't know. You're asking the wrong person when you're talking about hookah.
All right, then let's move on to the Steelers. These NFLPA grades are out. Not good grades for the Steelers. Art Rooney gets a D again from his own players. Big deal, small deal, no deal?
I think it's a small deal. I don't think it's that important of an issue, because when you look at it, you really break it down and you put it across the whole horizon there and add everything to it. It's all based on the size of the facility. Locker room's got a bad grade. Yeah, because locker rooms stink because the facility is too small. Different amenities within the training room. Yeah, because the size of the facility is too small. And if you would find yourself, now you can sit here and criticize them for not finding a better place or not moving forward quickly enough to get a more 2020 version of a facility. But they've been adding to stuff there, but they're just out of room, man. Just totally out of room. They need to move out of that facility in order to be able to get any of these high grades. And you talk to some people about these grades, so you don't know where they come from. I don't think it's more than a dozen people that do this survey. I mean, it could be a practice squad guy could be there for
It averages out to 52 players per team. If they're telling the truth.
They can average it out 52 per team, but I don't think that's the Steelers' participation level. But that's beside the point. I do think they obviously did upgrade some things from last year. But, I mean, their travel was top 10. Their food is a B-, which is just ridiculous in my eyes, right, Pomp? It should be a lot higher.
That's
than
what
that.
I told Joe. I said,
"Well, how do you guys know if you haven't been to every other facility?"
You don't need to go to every facility to taste good food and a whole abundance of it, do you? Do you want Michelin star chefs? Is that what you want? If that's the case, then we're talking about a bunch of spoiled athletes.
What do you think of Donnie Football taking a little shot at you, big boy?
They're always taking shots at me there. I guess I'm an easy target. But the bottom line is, Joe, they had to construct a sauna inside the confines of the bathroom, the locker room bathroom, because they have no room to put it.
Well, when are they getting a new facility? I just saw an interview. I think it was Jenna Harner with Art last year, where he said this facility is coming to an end here when we're going to have to upgrade or get a new one. What are you hearing?
Yes. I think they hired David Morehouse a couple years ago, and I think he's in charge of partly that and partly of upgrades to the stadium as well. I think maybe Danny Rooney might have something to do with it, but I think there is a contract tied to that facility for the next couple of years. But I think they know more than anybody else. They got to move. They've outgrown it. And I'm sure Pitt would love to take over the entire facility themselves because they're pretty jammed up as well. It was a good idea 25 years ago. Right now, having a pro team and a college team share a facility is just counterproductive.
Where though, would be the land to do this? Is it in a similar position down the road? I know they have a lot, up against the river down there, they have options potentially.
Yeah. I think I was snooping around. I think across the river what is across the river? I don't even know the
name. A lot of land. I don't know, but it's a lot of land.
Yeah, but I think it's sold though. I think somebody owns that.
Okay.
The smart thing would be, not the smart thing because I wouldn't want to do it, is go up to Cranberry, get cheaper taxes, of course, out of the city. But I don't know how willing Art wants to move the franchise out of the city of Pittsburgh as well. I'm sure it would, but that's the logical spot, right? Right next to the Penguins up in Cranberry. I mean, a majority of the players, maybe not a majority, a large number of the players live north of the city anyway. So,
well, that's certainly the case with hockey. A lot of the hockey players, and that's where they practice most of the time. So you don't have to even go into the city.
No, but that wouldn't do us any good. Well, maybe you, Palmer. Not me.
No. It would do Pomp wonders, wouldn't it, Pomp?
No. I don't have a problem going where it is. I do think they can renovate that and make it bigger, though. I do think there's a way So we'll see. That's going to be down
there. They did that, 5 years? What did they do? They put a ton of money into it, 10, 20 million.
But it's like, you know what? It's like anything else, Mark.
5, 6 years ago, and they already outgrown it.
It's just every 10 years or so, you got to change stuff. It's just the way it is. It's like your house.
Fam.
Bob, you see the parking situation.
It's awful.
They're parking on top of each other because there's no room. It's just no room.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the 50-minute mark on the fan, oh, limitless wonder. Well, I'll tell you in a minute what that's brought to you by. I'll make you wait for that one, won't I? So what about Matthew Stafford? How realistic? It sounds like Tom Brady's making a push for Stafford. What do you think about the Steelers? Yeah. What do you think about the idea of him on the Steelers, Mark?
Oh, the idea is good, but I don't think that comes to fruition. I mean, there's a reason why things have gone south in Los Angeles. It's because money, right? He wants more money, and I don't think that's the prudent position the Steelers should go into right now with a 37, 38-year-old quarterback. I mean, if Omar could pull off some magic and, you know, get a guy for a one-year deal at a decent rate, yeah, that's a different story, but I don't see that happening right now. So I would even put him way beneath the list. You know, it would probably be Trevor Lawrence, then Matthew Stafford. I mean, we know where Trevor Lawrence sits in their thoughts right now. So I think Aaron Rodgers has a better chance of coming here than Matthew Stafford.
Wow. I wouldn't go for that. What do you think most likely will happen? No, I wouldn't. I'm not a big Aaron Rodgers fan at this point of his life or career. I do think, though.
Well, he might even retire. Pat said today on his show, I listened to part of it, is he's contemplating L.A., but he wouldn't even count out retiring as well. So you just don't know with Rodgers right now.
So the most logical solution is, when it comes to quarterbacks?
Same as it was about a month ago, Justin Fields. I think they're waiting to see what kind of answer they get from him. And while they wait for him, they got to pretend, and I say pretend like they are interested in everybody just in case Justin Fields does not want to come here or gets a better offer somewhere else. I think it's always been Justin. I think he's their number one priority. But you can't put all your eggs in your basket. And even Omar said that yesterday. You know, we right now have nobody under contract. So we have to approach it like that and go out and try to evaluate every possible scenario right now. But if it was up to them, I think they would bring back Justin Fields as number one. And we'll see what happens after that. The one thing you can't do is say, hey, Russell, we want Justin hold around just in case he goes somewhere else. That's just not a good way of doing business. So they're going to make it sound like everybody's still involved, but Justin Fields is the guy they want.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Where are you? What's happening?
I'm outside the old media center in the Combine.
Oh.
And some guy just walked by and just started talking on his just totally interrupted me there, Joe. What's going on?
I don't know.
People have no sense of the surroundings.
Yeah. Where are we with Najee at this point? Is he coming back?
It didn't sound like it. Omar pretty much rubber stamped the Jaylen Warren restricted free agent tender coming up here within the next week or two to be able to bring him back, and then they'll probably add somebody there and in the free agency market and draft somebody right there. So I think it's going to take a lot of negative things to happen to Najee Harris for them to even consider him coming back. So I think, honestly, I think that ship has sailed.
So there was a report that Ashton Jeanty had met with the Steelers and they were interested, which when I hear these things, Mark, I just think that they're doing their due diligence. Never would I look at it and say, oh, they're going to take him in the first round. I think they learn maybe that's not the prudent play when it comes to running backs. He's an interesting player for sure, but aren't they just doing their due diligence? Would you read into that other than, you know, they're trying to find out as much as they can about the guy?
Last thing you want to do, Pomp, is be sitting there at 21 and everybody's off your board and Jeanty sitting there and saying, you know what, we didn't do any research on him whatsoever. man, we're just left in the cold right now. I mean, you, like you said, you got to do your due diligence, even though it's a long shot of even getting to or even drafting him in that point or finding, you know, a guy that you would want more than him at that point right there. So it's more than that. I mean, they spend the majority of the time out here in the combine talking to these guys, trying to get a feel for them, and don't even discredit what it means 4 years down the road from now when Jenty might be a free agent and Mike Tomlin all of a sudden needs a – yeah, I said Mike Tomlin, Joe. He'll be here in 4 years. Wants a running back, and Jenty says, oh, wow, they liked me back then. So I would not anticipate they unless that first round of the draft just goes bonkers and you're left with no choice and you can't trade out of it, then you have to entertain it. But you're right. They're just doing what they need to do at this point, so they have a book on the guy.
All right, a yes or no version of the free association. You ready, Doctor?
Sure.
George Pickens gets a new contract this offseason.
No.
George Pickens is back with the Steelers next season.
Next season as in 26?
This coming season.
Yeah, I think he'll play out this year, unless it goes real south and they trade him by the deadline.
The Steelers will draft a wide receiver in the first round.
Yes.
Justin Fields will be their quarterback.
No.
Who will be their quarterback?
Dangerous, baby.
Oh,
Danger
boy.
Russ.
Danger Russ. Okay. Defensive line. Pony put out there that Javon Hargrave may be a man of interest. Will he be on the Steelers next year?
He's very interesting. I'd take a look at him. I haven't kept up on my Javon Hargrave film over the past couple of years, but he's a guy that can play multiple positions, so I would definitely look at him, yeah.
Thank you, big boy. We'll let you go.
Have a nice trip.
He must be giving you the old wind it up thing, right?
Yeah, it's like the old gong show. He's pulling me off stage. Thank you, big boy.
All right, fellas.
All right, see ya, Mark.
Goodbye. What a nice man he is, huh, Bob?
Yeah, that's the loud area he was in.
Yeah, it was. It was getting a little too loud, wasn't it?
But it is a combine. There are a lot of people there. A vacuous stadium.
Very vacuous, yeah.